We have reported on several high-profile mass shootings that have claimed too many lives. But we want to take particular note tonight of the overall level of gun violence in America. The first 5 months of this year suggest that this could be the worst year in decades. More than 8,000 people have been killed by gunfire, according to the Washington Post and Gun Violence Archive. Last year was a terrible year. Gun violence claimed nearly 20,000 lives, 24,000 more by suicide with a gun. The Washington Post's ongoing analysis also found a sharp increase in the number of deadly incidents involving children so far this year. Stephanie Tsai brings us the story tonight of two children linked by gun violence and the losses in their lives.
How have you been doing?
I've been doing good.
That's a good thing.
Ava Olson and Tyshawn McFadder's video chats are mostly about typical kids' stuff, like SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love that show. It's so funny.
My favorite episode is when they like went to the jelly field and like they start capturing everything. SpongeBob was like dancing or something, like he was like, or something like that.
But sometimes they share things other friends may not understand.
Have you went anywhere this past year?
I mean, I've been to the mental hospital, but that's not really the best place.
Are you doing okay now?
Yeah, I am.
Tyshawn and Ava have a tragic bond. In 2016, a gunman shot and killed Ava's best friend, 6-year-old Jacob Hall. It happened on the playground of Townville Elementary in rural South Carolina. 6 months later, at an intersection across from Tyshawn's elementary school in southeast Washington, D.C., his father, Andrew, was gunned down and later died.
These two kids have both been devastated. Their lives have been derailed because of gun violence.
John Woodrow Cox first wrote about Tyshawn and Ava in the Washington Post. In his book, Children Under Fire, he explores the trauma they live with, even years later. Ava was 7 years old at the time of the shooting. She loved Jacob so much, she thought she might marry him one day. After he was killed, she wrote in her journal, "Today I feel mad. I miss Jacob. I hate guns. I hate that they ruin my life."
You know, ultimately, she had to leave school because it was such a triggering environment for her. She was diagnosed with severe PTSD, and she started to have these really serious and often violent episodes where she would harm herself or, you know, hit her parents. And often, you know, she wouldn't remember afterwards what had happened.
By the time he was 8, Tyshawn already knew 4 people who had been shot. Despite the prevalence of gun violence in Southeast D.C., nothing prepared him for the death of his father.
Tyshawn dealt with a huge amount of anger because he doesn't know really how else to express it, and he also feels like he can never show weakness. And his mother, she's worked really hard to deal with his anger because she knows as he gets a little bit older, if he says the wrong thing to the wrong person, that the way his dad's life ended could be the same way that his life ends. And she is determined to stop that.
A child gets shot on average every 2.5 hours.
Come on, boy.
Cox says Tyshawn and Ava's story show the scope of the problem is even bigger than that.
These are kids who've not been shot. They're not legally victims of anything. They represent millions of children in this country who are victims of gun violence, undeniably victims of gun violence. And I don't think most Americans understand that. I don't think they have any idea that children go through this even if they don't get shot.
In 2017, Ava saw Tyshawn's picture in an article Cox wrote in the Washington Post and decided to write him a letter.
Because he lost his dad and I lost my best friend, so we're similar. And I wrote him because I wanted to be his pen pal.
"I get sad and mad sometimes too," she wrote. "I used to go to Townville Elementary School. I don't anymore because something scary happened there. Do you like ice cream? I love chocolate." Tyshawn wrote back, "I heard about your school. I hope you're having a blessed day. Stay strong and I'm praying for you. Sure, I'll be your pen pal." And so began their friendship, writing regularly and exchanging gifts.
He sent me a little dog, like from Las Vegas, and I've sent him several things like squishies.
Squishies are polyurethane stress toys.
I use them like when I'm mad sometimes.
Ava showed Ty one of hers.
It's a little dragon squishy.
When they video chatted on her 9th birthday.
Go get you that.
Cameron, my brother.
Today, Ava is 11 and Tyshawn is 12, and they still video chat.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
I like Taco Bell, but it just makes me use the bathroom a lot.
I like Chick-fil-A too.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is my number one favorite.
They talk about food, Minecraft, Ava's pets. Tyshawn even named one of Ava's five cats Jordan, after Michael Jordan.
They are each other's best therapists. And they're not getting into, oh, what did you go through? It's just two kids who are loving each other and supporting each other and making each other feel okay.
Ava, how you been?
Tyshawn's mother, Donna Johnson, agrees.
I just think that the friendship is like a safe haven for both of them. He know how to interact with her. And I think that's how they just been friends for so long now.
Tyshawn, who loves video games, is careful not to discuss violence or expose Ava to sudden noises.
I don't have loud stuff around her, like, because I don't want her to have bad thoughts or like bad memories about what happened to her.
He knows how that feels.
It's kind of easier for him to understand than it is for like other people to understand how that really affects people.
And he was really affected by it too.
Yeah, he gets it.
Ava's pet parakeets also help.
They've helped me like normalize noise.
Cox says Ava isn't alone in dealing with this kind of trauma. Proximity to gun violence has long-term effects on lots of kids.
It can be devastating to a child's development. They have more heart disease, they have more cancer, stronger likelihood of having things like diabetes, all sorts of illnesses that actually shorten their lives just because they're living in proximity to this epidemic.
Ava doesn't want other children to go through what she has, so in 2017, she wrote to President Trump.
I told him that we need to change some stuff about, like, safety for kids. Put, like, better quality fences around schools. Put more security cameras. Stuff like that.
And I understand he wrote you back.
Yeah. He said that him and his wife are sorry to hear the loss of your friend Jacob. It is my goal as president to make sure that children in America grow up in safe environments, giving them the best opportunity to realize their full potential.
Did that satisfy you?
No. Not enough.
Ava plans to write to President Biden, too. Tyshawn remains skeptical.
I can't say really anything to be done like about that because everybody is not going to just up and give their gun away.
Tyshawn's mother, Donna, believes it's up to her to keep him safe amid continued violence in their neighborhood.
It starts at home, the parents. I protect my son. He's not going to ever go through any of this stuff that the normal Southeast kid goes through because I'm going to make sure of that. Tyshawn will tell you, like, Mom, why you got to be so difficult? It's not me being difficult. It's me loving you, me protecting you, me making sure that you're okay. I can't.
When it comes to making sure kids are okay, too many kids lack access to adequate mental health care, says Cox.
Tyshawn especially is a great example. He went months and months and months without any therapy, none, just because he didn't have it. His mother couldn't afford it and there was no access. The least we can do for these kids is give them therapy. We just have to decide as a country that these kids matter and that we're gonna do what we can to support them.
Just as they support each other.
I want to make sure that she feels okay about talking to me. She goes through a lot, then I just check up on her a lot. And I hope she feels like I do too.
Tyshawn and Ava haven't recovered from their trauma, but they're facing it together. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.